Right, we are live. My name's Alex, I'm from The Tripod, and today we will be doing, finally, State of Origin punting preview for you folks out there, so it might be a bit of a longer one today. We'll go through Origin, we've got 10 plays we want to give out, and we'll also just touch on round 14 as well. We've got 10 plays for that one as well, but the majority of the pod will be Origin. Like we said, we absolutely created underdog winners, which included the 15-1 shot, on New South Wales minus 21.5 points in game one. So hopefully we'll be able to get to all three games also this time round. But yeah, first things first, download the Tripod app. That's Tripod with a Y. That's where all our tips will be released tomorrow morning for Origin. We'll probably put them up straight after the game, actually, in the app. But if you're listening, you'll hear them right now. And that's where all our tips, all our multis, and all our competitions are as well. So we'll probably do a $100 comp for Origin tomorrow night. So, yeah, let's get to it. Jacob, how are you, mate? Exciting.
Yeah, I am excited. I'm almost a little bit nervous. This is the absolute best time of the year. Like, I've just got to tell you, I am that fucking pumped for this game to start. Like, it always is such a build-up. This year has been as bizarre as any and as, like, as interrupted as any for Queensland. And we've given out tips on Origins for the last 4 years where we've seen value. We haven't bet on every game. I find this the hardest game to bet on because we are staunch Queensland fans and you don't want to bet against your state. That's kind of, in some ways, going to be lose-lose. But we do have to always lean towards the side of making money, and we can give examples where we have bet against our state. And I think every time we've ever bet against Queensland, we've won. Game one last year, we were all over New South Wales, unfortunately. Just saw the writing on the wall with those squads. I can recall that game three a couple of years ago that was a dead rubber where we had New South Wales and it actually took a late break. And that try where, remember, the Aaron Woods tried to jump onto the pack and they all made a mess of it. But New South Wales did win that. We had another game, a game two in Sydney, where we took New South Wales and we had Michael Jennings 67-1 to be man of the match. And he was.
Yep.
And we've also bet on Queensland a bunch of times, including game two and game three last year. We were right on all of those. So people probably want to know which way we're leaning for the game tonight.
Yeah, and it's fucking, this has been, I guess there's always fucking storylines leading up to Origin. But I mean, this year, more than ever, it's just been an absolute brutal preparation for Queensland. I mean, obviously you have like, one of the all-time great spines of the last three decades. And we have them last year. And then this year we have zero of those players. And not only that, then you're already fucking naming an under-par team that looks a lot worse than New South Wales on paper. But not only that, I mean, then you've got, you know, injury concerns, obviously Slater out. Then, you know, the news comes out that Ben Hunt with his thigh injury is still not 100%. Then, of course, you have even more bad news today, like Gagai dislocates his finger. They say he should still be right, but it's all just snowballed for Queensland, hasn't it? And the New South Wales punters have got to be licking their lips.
And you didn't mention, like, the shock retirement of Smith as well before the series too, where this line for game one was going to be near Pickham, maybe New South Wales slight favourites. And as you said, snowballing, I mean, this line is now 7.5 in places. And we will talk very soon about which way we're looking. We have 10 best bets to share with you tonight. We're going to share them live. I guarantee probably half will be gone within a matter of moments. So you want to be snapping them up quick. But we will post a full summary of all 10 in the app. We're doing tonight a little bit different. We've been on the phone together for like 90 minutes straight. Just, you know, about 4 o'clock we got on the blower and bloody finding these plays. So we know what we like. We've found value that we agree on. We've checked every bookie, every market we can for Origin. So we will give those out. But before we do that, we will probably just break down the game a little bit, how we see it playing out to help justify what plays we will take. And then we will dip in and grab a few numbers we think might not be there for round 14. We can explain where you can get value. Betting on round 14, where there is a lot of uncertainty with key players, whether or not they're going to get through unscathed or even, you know, potentially get rested after Wednesday night. And there are ways you can make money and get an advantage out of that. I can't see any comments at all. I don't know if you can.
I can see a few,
I'm blind. I'm going blind here. I can't see if anyone's trolling. I don't know. I know that there's going to be half the viewers might not be happy with what we're about to say and half will be. And maybe my shirt gives it away. But, you spoke about how we have lost, like, a transcendent Queensland spine. Now, with the news obviously coming out that Slater has been ruled out, you know, we were hearing that he was going to be good to go. So it was pretty big shock for us yesterday. And we only found out today that Morgan will actually move from interchange to the number one jersey. But was that the way you would have picked your spine with the Billy Slater news?
It's funny, yeah. I mean, I was very much down on Michael Morgan throughout the year. I know, you know, obviously you had him in your team and I didn't. I didn't even have him in my 17, even when Slater was supposedly healthy. But it's a funny one. Like, based on form alone, like, Ponga is playing way better than Michael Morgan this year. But we spoke about this and it's like, do you really want to throw a young gun like Ponga with some defensive liabilities, to be fair, straight into the Origin arena? And it is a tough ask for a young kid like that, especially, you know, a big stadium in Melbourne, fucking, you know, 90,000 people probably there. It is a tough ask for him. So, you know, to be honest, I would have rather seen, like, someone like Munster at fullback or something like that. But, you know, he's got to be in the halves there. He's got to keep those halves down pat. So, yeah, but a lot of, like, worrying signs. I mean, let's say, like, Ben Hunt is not good to go, you know, which they reckon he probably should be now. Then you've got, you know, Munster and bloody MILF in the halves. It's going to be, yeah, it's a ragtag team they've put together. But what I always say is, you know, Origin is one of those ones. And we talk about, you know, all these shifts in the Queensland team. The New South Wales are bloody debuting a shitload of people as well. So, you know, from a chemistry standpoint, they're not looking great either. So that's one of the things you've got to take into account. Yes, the New South Wales team does look a lot better on paper. But from a chemistry standpoint, you know, not so much.
Yeah, if we look at the recipe of why Queensland have won, is it 12 of the last 13 years or at least 11 of the last 12? You did set lose track. It is a luxury supporting Queensland. You know, obviously these awesome transcendent generational players in key positions, but it's also the continuity that they've just been able to play together. And then because they've been winning all the series, all these guys, they've then obviously represented Australia and they've just played so many rep matches together and it really does help. And people don't realise the combinations are just as important defensively as well. And Queensland has just been better in the key moments. New South Wales haven't been as far away. And you're right, now they've picked 11 debutants. There's no way that they're going to have that kind of experience and there's going to be limitations on how well they can possibly play together. Queensland definitely still has an edge there, even losing all these key players. You still have Morgan at fullback. As bad as he's been this year, he did a job for us in Origin 3 last year. He's played multiple Origins. He's, you know, he's played for Australia. He's made a grand final, you know, multiple grand finals. You know, you have the experience there, like Chambers and Inglis. We're going to go through each team in terms of outside back, spine, forward and bench in terms of who we think have the edge. But you mentioned Ponga. I'll talk about Ponga as well. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love Caelan Ponga. Favourite right now to win the Dally M. And he is lighting it up. But it does remind me a lot of that year when Benny Barber came onto the scene. If people remember, probably 2011, 2012, he was fucking insatiable. Every time he got the ball, he looked dangerous. He won the Dally M that year. And I was thinking, you just have to put him in the Queensland team. He's the best player in the NRL. You've got to put him in. But Mal didn't put him in. Mal stuck with the tried and tested combinations. He stuck with his guys. And he was right to do so because NRL is not the same as State of Origin. And that's why I worry about
that. That's true.
Well, lots of concerns. He played Saturday, you know. He doesn't get a full preparation camp with the team. Fullback is a lot of pressure. Kid's 19. And he's like, he's just not the full frame that he will grow into. And he will, believe me, he will dominate this league for the next, you know, 10 years if he stays healthy. But I personally would be a bit nervous. Now, if he has to come in for Gagai, we should say what we think the team's going to be. New South Wales, obviously, 1-17, which is great for them. We know Slater's out. We know Morgan's at fullback. It's going to be either Gagai if his finger recovers, and they said he looked doubtful and there was blood streaming out. But let's hope that he can play. If not, it will be a straight swap for Ponga on the wing, which we would not like from a Queensland perspective. But on the wing, there's not as much pressure as fullback. But fuck, he'll get tested if he's out there in that arena. They'll find him. And I will assume that Hunt plays. Now, there was some doubts raised today, but they've said that he got through the captain's run. And it is only a cork. He can have a compression bandage. And that will hamper him. We do need to consider whether he'll be 100%. But I would expect Hunt to play. And the forward pack, luckily, Maguire's ankle's apparently good to go. So that's how the teams should line up. So why don't we talk straight away about the outside back, since we're kind of on that topic. Who do you give the edge to?
It's funny, like, And we'll go through each part by part, obviously, outside backs, halves, and forwards. But I do actually give the edge in all three categories to the Blues. I mean, it's funny, like, they choose, obviously, Luttrell. You've got to choose Luttrell. He's a, you know, generational player. I know he's young, but he can light up a game and win it by itself. So the New South Wales back line, or outside back, sorry, is actually awesome offensively, but they are a little bit of a liability in defense. And we saw that game when the Broncos played the Roosters, where it was like, they were saying, oh, it's a fucking face-off between Luttrell and Roberts over that New South Wales center jersey. And you kind of saw what they did to each other in offense. But, you know, you also have to look, they both got fucking pumped like multiple times by each other in defense. So that is a defensive liability there. Where else, you know, you flip it around to Queensland and you've got Will Chambers, one of the best defensive centers in the comp. But yeah, I mean, you've got an aging Inglis, and I know he will fucking step up for them. You got Gagai, who's hampered and who, to be fair, hasn't been that great for South Sydney this year. So, I mean, you know, like I said in the previous Origin pod, I mean, I would have probably preferred to have, you know, like Nene or a dude like Corey Oates there that can at least take a bit of pressure off the forwards. Because, I mean, it is nice when you can have some of your outside backs come in there and take some hit-ups for you, which someone like Oates can. Someone like Ponga and Gagai can't really. So I give the slight edge to the New South Wales outside backs, but defence is going to be a worry for them, especially because it's new combos and everything for them as well.
Yes, those combinations is why. Actually, it might surprise people. I give the edge to Queensland on the outside backs, and it definitely would have, with Billy Slater in the one jersey, much closer with Morgan back there. And you just made me think, maybe the
true, Jet and Luttrell. Yeah, I just couldn't know, with Morgan, maybe those two Morgan blokes, back.
Yeah, I understand. But maybe those two, Luttrell and the Jet, made a deal with each other. You let me slip past a couple, I'll let you slip past a couple, and we'll both make the Origin team. And everybody thinks of this New South Wales outside backs and they think of their highlight reel plays. But it's like, this isn't the first time that we've had awesome athletes playing in the outside backs. You look through the past years, you know, Greg Inglis played for Queensland. Folau, you had Slater in his prime. Jared Hayne, when he was in his prime, was unstoppable. The Morris brothers were fucking fast. Brett Stewart. I mean, you've had fast guys play Origin before. Those guys, everyone thinks of them at their highlight reels because they make lazy defenders. When they make big, like when defenses make mistakes, they make them pay in the NRL level. But those same mistakes aren't made. Those same holes don't exist in Origin. And maybe I'm just being hopeful for Queensland. But if your game stays condensed, and a lot of this is going to depend on how the referees call it, there's only so much effect guys like Adokar and, you know, and Damian Cook and Roberts and Turbo can actually have. It's not like, you know, I mentioned all those superstar players. Remember a guy like Reece Wessey? He was a fucking sprinter player for Queensland. He never got the ball on his own 20 and beat everyone and scored. It doesn't happen in Origin.
Right.
So these things that these players are capable of, they may not get as much opportunity, but if they do, it would probably be later in the game when there's tired bodies. We'll be looking to take advantage of that.
Yeah, like Origin, there's far less line breaks. You know, the defense tightens up massively. So, you know, like in NRL level, sometimes teams are making fucking 55, 60 meters a set. That doesn't happen at Origin level. So you have way less attacking kicks going up because most of the time you're finishing your set at the 40 instead of the 20, you know. So in that way, you know, you're right. Like everyone's going on about how awesome these New South Wales outside backs are. But you're right, they're not going to get as many opportunities as they do at club level, and that evens the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, and let me say why I do take Queensland. I think GI, playing with the captain, you know, captain's armband, I think he's just going to lift so much. Will Chambers, you said, the best defensive centre in the comp. You've got Gagai and you've got Valentine Holmes. They are out-and-out wingers, whereas you're putting Turbo on the wing. That's not his natural position, and we've mentioned before the Jet and Luttrell can be given a bath and can be found out in defence. And those defensive combinations can be so massive out on the edges. And I think it's a significant edge to Queensland in terms of the strength and just the, their gelling and their defensive abilities. They can keep the Blues out. That's why I give the slight edge to Queensland in this game. We're not trying to win an NRL game here. We're trying to win Origin 1, historically the lowest scoring matches basically you can play in this sport. Maybe we leave the spine till last. Let's talk about the forwards, and why don't you start? I'm sure you're going to say you favour the Blues. So do you think Queensland can hang with New South Wales? Because they have to hang with them to have a chance.
I do. I think that New South Wales has picked a better forward pack and an informed forward pack, but it was fucking easy for them. They had a wealth of talent in the forwards to choose from. And I mean, you know, really good dudes fucking missed out. whereas Queensland were scraping the fucking barrel to fucking put the forward pack together. But for Queensland to have a chance, the forwards need to hang. I don't think they're going to win the forward battle, but they at least need to hang with New South Wales forwards. And I think they can, you know. Like, they've got, you know, impact players, obviously, like, you know, coming off the bench, like Colin Hess. And Jairo has been an absolute monster this year coming off. Maguire, he's had enough time out now. He is a fucking epic Origin player. He always steps up for Origin. Kalfusi can play, you know, a solid game. He's not going to fucking blow you away. But in an Origin arena, that's what you need in your forwards. You need someone to fucking stick their head down and get it done. Like, New South Wales, they just have a much more talented forward pack. I mean, Boyd Cordner is aging, and we were kind of saying, like, whether or not he will get, you know, he should get chosen on talent alone because he hasn't been that great this year for the Roosters. But you have other dudes in there, like Frizzell, who's an absolute monster. So I give a slight edge to the New South Wales forward pack, but in saying that, I think that Queensland, they can hang, and they're going to have to.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You say Cordner's aging, he fucking looks old. He's, like, 25 years old. He's just done a lot in the game already.
Well, he's fucking hit the peak and he's coming back down.
He has had a rough year, but I've said that he was worn out from World Cup. He was captain of New South Wales, captain of Roosters. They both had long seasons last year. If he plays his best game, that's a worry. And I do see his biggest edge across the park is the New South Wales back row versus our back row. And that's why you mentioned Maguire. Maguire has to recover from this ankle injury and have a huge game, because if he doesn't, their back row may destroy us up the middle. But, you know, in the props, Napa and Wallace can be just as effective, I think, as Clemmer, Vaughan, Campbell-Gillard, you know, who's playing in his first... A couple of those guys are playing in their first Origin match. And we both pack a punch off the bench. You might even give a slight edge to New South Wales again on the bench, just with the versatility of Peachy, where we've had to go with Milf, although I think Milf can still do a job. And, you know, you've got a guy, Jake Trbojevic, fucking hell, to have a guy like him on your bench when he's, you know, he's going to be he'd be just about first picked if he was a Queenslander. So,
I know.
You do give the
edge. And, like, impact players like Crichton would probably start for Queensland and shit, you know. Like.
Okay, but what about where the game can be won and lost? If Queensland does hang with New South Wales, and I should also say, Queensland has picked a more mobile forward pack, you know, not a single prop on the bench. I think that plays well into Origin, where it's faster and you have to be fitter. And in the past, we've you know, shunned guys like Papali, and we've shunned guys like Dave Taylor at time to pick more back rowers and guys that can actually tackle their hearts out for 80 minutes, which is what Queensland will have to do. And that's along the same lines they've done today by not picking, your blokes like Matt Scott. People will say he's hard done by, but Jai Arrow will just go out there and tackle all night. But it'll be won and lost in the spine. So how do you see that matchup playing out?
Oh, yeah. Queensland's going to have to hang with him, aren't they? Obviously, I mean, it's very easy to say that Munster and Hunt are the inferior spine. Halves to Maloney and Cleary. And obviously, from a chemistry standpoint as well, you do have Maloney and Cleary that play at club level. Cleary, obviously, coming back off 2 weeks prep, off a long layoff from injury. So that is the worry. And he's young, you know, maybe the Origin arena will get to him. At hooker, obviously Damien Cook is the form hooker of the comp. Whereas McCulloch, you know, is perfectly suited to Origin, I think. You know, he's very, very solid. He makes a shitload of tackles. I'd certainly give the edge. And obviously, you know, at fullback, I do certainly give the edge to New South Wales. I think Teddy is one of the best fullbacks in the comp, and obviously you'd have Morgan playing out of position. So I certainly give a slight edge to New South Wales. But in saying that, you know, Maloney's going to have to step up, and I would say he's, you know, perfectly also suited to Origin level. But Queensland just has to match him in with their in-game kicking. I mean, Munster can be, you know, has been really good. He's been good at Origin, you know. Ben Hunt has been very solid this year. If he can be relatively healthy, his in-game kicking has certainly improved from when he first started the Dragons this year, when everyone was like, ugh, fuck, like, he's not that good. But he's certainly gotten better throughout the year. So, slight edge to New South Wales in the back line once again. Oh, sorry, in the spine once again.
Yeah, no doubt Tedesco. He's the best fullback in the comp, and he scares me to death, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And Morgan, you're right, he is playing out of position, but luckily he has played a number of games in his career at fullback. I know that he can do the job there. I said to you today, someone just needs to hypnotise him and pretend so that he thinks it's 2017 again. It's fucking 9 months ago. He's the best rugby league player on the planet, honestly, the way that he carried that.
Someone needs to take out Matt Scott and JT and then...
And I am concerned that Morgan might be injured. Do you remember that game against the Tigers where Brooks took an intercept and fucking Brooks with the ball, who's a stubby little player, was outrunning Morgan. That really does worry me that he's had abdominal injury he had earlier in the year. Has he gotten over that? We give definitely give the edge at fullback. But I tell you what, I think that Hunt and Munster can outplay Maloney and a complete blank. Cleary, the young fella. I know that he'll make me remember his name in years to come, but this is still this is just about the first, you know, one of the biggest game by far in his career. I know he's played like a couple of finals games, but it's still a lot to ask for a 19-year-old that is coming off, you know, a long injury layoff with limited game time. And Maloney, he's great again at NRL level, but he has never really dominated in the Origin arena, and he has an opportunity to do this. And I understand he's going to be kicking goals, which gives New South Wales a big edge. But I really think Ben Hunt, he needs to, you said it, the fifth tackle options, getting repeat sets is going to be so vital in this game, and it really will fall a lot on Hunt's shoulders. And I think he can do well here. I think he's played beautifully at the Dragons with Widdop, and Widdop's like a running 5'8", and that's exactly what you have in Munster. They're going to kind of play...
Yep.
Munster to the left of the ruck, Hunt to the right, and Morgan to chime in off the back. And I think that that can work and it can pose problems for New South Wales on their edges, as we spoke about before. And you nailed it as well. I think McCulloch is perfectly suited to Origin. I think Cook, you know, he will try and use his speed, but it really does lead to the next point, which is how this game is refereed. They have said the referees are going to be as strict as they've been in the NRL this year, and they've briefed both teams. And now, if that's true, we're going to have more penalties than we've ever had in Origin before. And if there's a lot of penalties, that's going to lead to probably less tries being scored in this game and a lot of stop-start, which will also keep the game a bit closer. And it might give a slight edge to New South Wales with a better goal kicker. But that would be a very stop-start. On the other hand, what we know historically is that Origin has the least penalties compared to NRL, like significantly less penalties. Now, if that's the case and the refs let them get away with a bit more, holding down, slower play the balls, encroaching on the 10 metres, that's also going to play into the hands of a defensive game, low-scoring game. Certainly a lot less tries, and I think teams will absolutely take the two at any opportunity. And that probably leads into, now that we've kind of broken down the game, our 10 best bets that we have on this game. So do you want to read them out? You can give it a little reasoning, and I'll add to it if I need to.
Sure, let's get to it. So yeah, we've discussed this for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours before. So we're doing it a little bit differently this time. We'll be giving out all our best bets on air that we've already agreed to. So the first one, like Jacob said, we do think it'll be a defensive grind as Origin usually is, and teams will take the two. We're going to do a mechanical total tries under six. Now that is mostly 5.5 in places, but you're going to get under six tries at $1.98. By putting 57% of your stake on under 6.5 tries on net, that's $1.75, and 43% of your stake on under 5.5 tries, that's $2.28 on Sportsbet in the alt try market. And yeah, we've given our reasonings why we like that. Then we do like Queensland in this one. We're going to take New South Wales under 3.5 tries. That's $1.83 on Neds as well. Like we've said, you know, we think that teams will take the two, and with a kicker like Maloney, if you get half an opportunity to take a penalty, you will. So we prefer New South Wales under the try line rather than points. We're going to take Queensland over 12.5 points on Bet365. That's $1.90. You know, it's 14.5 in some places. And, you know, that could be two tries converted and a pen. But we think, you know, with that poor defensive back line for New South Wales, that Queensland should be able to get in two or three times, and that should push them over 12.5 points. This is a screamer. New South Wales to not score three unanswered tries, $1.80 on Bet365. So their try line is 3.5. They're expected to score three or four tries. Now, the chance of them being three in a row is very slim. That's $1.80. And for neither team to score three unanswered tries is also $1.80 on most other sites as well. So this is an absolute great bet. That's on 365. Then we've got Queensland to win either half, and we've done that with insurance. So that's going to end up being $1.80. We're going to put 90% of our stake on Queensland to win either half. That's at $2 on Bet365. But we wanted a bit of insurance in case it was tied at halftime. So what we're going to do is put 10% of our stake on a halftime draw, and the best price for that is $9 on Ladbrokes. That way, if it lands on, or if it's tied at halftime, we at least get our money back. But that way, we just need Queensland to win a half. They can fucking be down.
Let me weigh in on the ones that we've given out so far. So just to reiterate, like, when a team is under pressure, they might have just forced a repeat set, they're defending their goal line. If you've bet the under, you're sweating that, you know, there's going to be points scored. But if you've bet under tries and a penalty is conceded, you know these teams will want to get the points on the board because these are the best defenders, you know, in the NRL competition. You know, I spoke before about people think because New South Wales have all these exciting outside backs, they're going to score a bunch of tries. But look at Melbourne Storm. You fucking got Adokar, you got Vunivalu, you got Munster, you got Slater all in that back line. But they're not scoring 50 every week, and they're not playing against Queensland every week either. So they still will, in this game, take the two, and you're instantly got pressure alleviated there with all these bets that we've talked about, under six tries, where it will take seven tries in this match to beat us. We're taking Queensland to win either half, but if either half is, if it's tied at the end of either half, we'll get our money back as well. New South Wales under 3.5 tries again. You know, if they keep chalking up the 2 points off the boot, they could score three tries. They could have 24 points in this game and their team total is 20.5, but we'd be cashing under 3.5 tries. So the style of game that we expect is going to lend itself to make a lot of these plays really good value.
Yeah, because it's funny. Like, I mean, obviously, Queensland, that's where New South Wales has the big advantage in the kicking game, because obviously they've got Cleary, who was fucking 90% last year. But Maloney will probably take over and he's like 88% or something. And then, you know, Queensland's going to have to scrape the bottom of the fucking barrel to have Valentine Holmes or something kicking. So, yeah, I mean, if Queensland gets a pen, 10 out from touch, we're probably not taking the two. Whereas New South Wales, like you said, if they're getting a pen 10 in from touch, they probably are, because Maloney's probably like going to kick that, you know, 75, 80% of the time. So that's why we really like New South Wales under on the try line rather than points. Do you have yours written down? Do you have them written down as well? Do you want to go through?
No, you carry on. You carry on with the NRL.
All right. So for the first half, we're going to do a mechanical New South Wales to score under 10 points. So if they score 10 points in the first half, we get our money back. That's going to end up being $1.83. The way we're going to get that is 53% of our stake on under 11.5 New South Wales first half points. That's $1.75 on Neds. And we are going to put the remaining 47% of our stake on under 9.5 New South Wales first half points. That is $2.15 on Bet365. That's a great price. That's under $2 in other places. We're going to take New South Wales under 1.5 tries in the first half. That's $2 on Bet365. We just think it'll be a really, you know, like all Origins, it'll fucking start slow. They'll take the two early on, and we're hoping Queensland can keep them under 1.5 tries first half. And I think if they, you know, even if they keep them to one try, even if New South Wales buddy gets to 10 points, they could still only score one try, given, you know, taking the two every time they can. We'll take a mechanical Queensland plus 4 points in the first half. That's going to end up being $1.92. It's going to be 57% of our stake on plus 4.5. On Neds at $1.75, that's the Queensland first half handicap, and 43% of our stake on Queensland plus 3.5 in the first half at $2.15 on Bet365. We're going to take the highest scoring half to be the second half. It's $1.85 on UBet. Generally, Origins, you know, start off very slow, you know, very defensive battle early on, and then it sort of opens up second half with tied forwards. That's a two-way market as well. So if the first and second half are the same score, you get your money back. And we're going to take a mechanical Queensland plus 8.5 points. It's going to end up being $1.80. We're going to put 92% of our stake on Queensland plus 7.5 at $1.95 on Bet365. And the remaining 8% of our stake on New South Wales by exactly 8 points, and that's $21 on William Hill. And it's, you know, that line 7.5 elsewhere, but that is a good hook to pay, you know, 10 or 12 cents to get that over that important number of 8.
Yeah, so we've just gone through 10 bets on the game. I know that that's hard for people to digest. We will post a full summary immediately after this podcast. That's going to be in the Tripod app. Just we're going to type up all the bets, what the price is, where they are, So if you haven't got the Tripod app yet, just download it. It's free. TRYPOD. It's written on our shirts if you can read backwards. Download that one, get in there, and it's like a similar to a Facebook group, but it's designed as a tipster forum where you've got the odds, it tracks the record of every tipster. You can search, you can filter for exactly what you're looking for, and there's going to be plenty of quality content in there for the huge game tomorrow. I know that people sigh when they hear mechanical, and you've got to put 57% on this and 43%, and they think it's hard. It is hard. It's hard for us to come up with those, but we always ensure that we will give you every best bet at $1.80 odds or higher. So when we're winning at 60%, which we've done for over 2,000 bets for the last 4 years, you know that you're clearly making profit as long as we can stick to hitting that clip. And some of those bets...
There's been multiple times, this year where we've gone through the effort of getting those mechanical lines, and we'll end up getting a point or a point and a half higher than what you can get anywhere else. And that saved us, multiple times, whether we actually won the bet or got money back. It's happened a number of times this year. And I mean, that shit adds up, if you're...
Yeah, absolutely. Take example, Queensland, most bookies are dealing Queensland plus 3.5 points in the first half. Now, we've explained why we think it's going to be an absolute arm wrestle as these teams fill each other out. Queensland plus 3.5 points in the first half isn't bad, but we know there's a big kicking disparity. And when you're getting plus 3.5 at $2.15 on one bookie, and another bookie's offering plus 4.5 at $1.75, they're both great value. You bet a little bit, like kind of nearly half your stake on each, and you're going to win the full amount, or you're pretty much guaranteed to win as long as Queensland is within 4 points. And if it is exactly on four, you're going to get your money back. Obviously, if you just go and bet on any bookie plus 3.5, if Queensland's down 4, you lost. And that is a big difference over the course of a season, over the course of an Origin series, the difference between winning or losing. So, look, I know that it is a little bit painful, but you can just choose yourself to just bet one of the two options that we give you, because we're giving you two value options. It's just that we're making sure that the odds are going to be higher than $1.80 for our record. We can't just take Queensland plus 4.5 to $1.75, as good a bet as that is, because longer term, you have to win at a higher percentage than 53% to make as much money. So just for transparency...
And I mean, at least it kind of shows people, like you said, both sides of value. And I mean, you could play plus 4.5 on Neds at $1.75. That's a great bet by itself. And even, to be honest, I would probably suggest people just play that by itself. But like you said, we try and get the odds somewhere around $1.90. But that at least tells you as well, like if that goes, because I know Neds sometimes seize and move the line very quickly, but at least then you can jump over to 365 and play plus 3.5 at $2.15, which is also a very good bet in itself, because most other sites have that line at around $1.90, $2. So at least you're getting the extra value there. And, to be fair, those bets are probably relatively interchangeable, because points are worth a lot in a first half. So plus 3.5 at $2.15 is also very good.
So look forward to that full summary. And there's also going to be a full summary of the 10 or so best bets that we're going to weigh in on right now for round 14. Now, we're not going to deep dive into round 14 because we've gone over time already. And everyone's mind, if you're like me, and I know people think I'm buzzing every pod, but fuck, let me tell you, I'm fucking buzzing for the game tomorrow. And I don't care that much. I can't think too straight about round 14 yet because I'm so excited for tomorrow. But there are some bets that we have to make now. And the theme is going to be a free roll. And what I mean by that is we're going to bet against teams that have a lot of guys backing up. If those guys end up backing up from Origin 1, we've got fair odds. And if we get any injuries, any scratchings, any guys rested, we're going to get even better odds than what it's currently sitting at now. So that's the games that we are going to jump in on. And a full summary of these best bets will also be on the Tripod app after this live pod.
Very true. And you have a fucking free roll before every fucking pod, mate. Friday, Raiders are hosting the Panthers. This line is basically pick 'em. And by pick 'em, we mean that both sides are $1.90. You just have to pick the winner. And 39.5 the total. And we like the Raiders in this one. Raiders are relatively unscathed through Origin, obviously, only Papali. So if he can get through all right, that's going to be great. But the Panthers, they have many more. Obviously, they got the halves in there. They got Peachy on the bench. They got Campbell Gillard. They got a bunch of New South Wales guys that'll be backing up only 2 days later on the Friday. So we like the Raiders. We're going to take Raiders plus 1.5 for the game. That's $1.82 on Bet365. We're going to take the Raiders plus a half in the first half and in the second half. They're both $1.88. The first half one you can find on William Hill. The second half one you can find on Crown. And we do think the total's probably a tad low. The Raiders are a high-scoring team and they are at home. We're going to take the Raiders team total over 18.5 points at $1.95 on Bet365. Then the next game, Titans plus 8.5, hosting the Rabbits. And the total, 46.5. Do you want to go through that one, Matt? We don't have any bets on that, so...
Yeah, it's hard to know because key players playing for both sides and we like the way the Rabbitohs are playing, but that's a lot of points to lay away from home. And I'll just add to the Raiders-Panthers game, no Peter Wallace again. And as we said, if all the Origin players back up for Penrith, all four of them, I still can live with the Raiders playing at home off a bye, pretty healthy, at pretty much catching a point. I still don't mind that bet. If the couple of the Panthers players can't back up, it's an even better bet. Hence why we want to grab it there.
Yeah, so it's like worst case, you end up with the same line that you bet. And best case, you know, this could be Raiders minus 6.5 by game time if a couple of dudes get scratched. Then Saturday, we've got the Seagulls technically hosting the Warriors, but it is in Christchurch playing. So you got to be careful with that one because it seems like the Seagulls are at home. But there are plus 2.5 point underdogs and 35.5 the total. We have to take the Warriors here. They are the better side and they are, you know, not technically at home, but much more of a friendly home ground for them. You know, unaffected by Origin, whereas the Seagulls obviously have the Trebojevic brothers backing up. So we're taking the Warriors. We're taking them to win the first half at $1.80. That's on Crown Bet. We're taking them to win the second half, $1.80. That's also on Crown Bet. And we're just going to take the Warriors minus 2.5. At $1.92 on Ladbrokes, a couple cents better than elsewhere.
Yeah, and again, Sean Johnson is back if people don't know. The teams were named a couple of hours ago. New Zealand pretty much full strength. Manly, we don't know if the both Turbo brothers, who are both going to play a big part tomorrow night, whether they both will make that trip across the dish. So again, bit of a free roll because we feel New Zealand's at least probably the slightly better side and at home. So you just got to keep it now.
Yeah, and even if the Trebojevic brothers back up, we still think the Warriors are the better side. So, yeah, like you said, it's only upside for that one. Then we got the Knights hosting the Roosters. The Knights are plus 8 points at home and 43.5. Yeah, don't really have much to say on this one. Obviously, the Knights coming off a solid win last week against the hapless Eels. And the Roosters getting a last-ditch, you know, win over the Tigers. But just too much uncertainty in this one for us. Obviously, the Roosters have a bunch of dudes that are going to be backing up from Origin. So we're probably just going to hang out and wait and see how Origin goes for this one. Because if anything, we might be leaning the way of the Roosters.
Yeah, maybe one scenario for you. Gagai gets scratched tomorrow morning. Ponga gets put on the wing. And fuck, it'd be cruel for Nathan Brown to play Ponga 3 games in 7 days, including his first ever Origin.
True.
And then if you scratch Ponga, you'd lay them the 8 on the Roosters just on speculation that Ponga might not play. But until we know, we'll leave it with a lot of key players in doubt.
Sounds good. And then next up, we've got the Eels plus 7.5 points against the Cowboys, 38.5 the total. And look, once again, one of those neutral venue games. This one's actually up in Darwin, which probably does favour the Cowboys a little bit. But we have found a little bit of value. We're going to have to take the Eels again. The line is a little bit too high. So we've got 3 bets that we really like on this one. The Eels plus 5.5 in the first half. That's $1.80 on Neds. You know, any time you can get 4 or 4.5 in the first half for a line that's under 8, that is great value. If Neds are cunts and close their market too early, you can find that one plus 4.5 in the first half on Sportsbet. It's $1.80 as well. They're essentially the same bet because very, very rarely does a team win a first half by 5 points. Then we're going to take the Eels plus 4 in the second half. That's $1.90 on Crown Bet. And we're going to bump this one up from 7.5 to 8 via our mechanical line here. So we're going to get the Eels plus 8 at $1.83, which is quite good. We're going to do that 57% of our stake on plus 8.5. That's $1.86 on the Will Hill pick your own line. $1.76 on the Will Hill my line. Then the remaining 43% of your stake on plus 7.5 at $1.92 on Ladbrokes.
Yeah, sorry. So, I mean, people are going to be sitting there going, you're not taking the fucking Eels again. But look, that was their lowest point in the season, to be honest, getting destroyed by the Knights. They really were shattered. I really do think King Arthur means what he says when he says that the team was embarrassing. They do have to lift. Now, Jarryd Hayne back this week is not going to excite anybody, but I think that that could give them a little bit of a boost. Actually, Nathan Brown back at lock, I think, will lift them. And again, it's a free roll. Norman is back as well, so I feel like he replaces Mitchell Moses would have given them. You said the advantage to North Queensland playing in Darwin, but the Eels are used to that trip. They've played in Darwin multiple times the last few years. And for the Cowboys, you've moved Morgan into the starting team, so now he's going to play a bigger role tomorrow night.
Right.
You've got a couple of other forwards that are playing, and you've still got like Scott Bolton under that cloud as well. So there can only be key outs for the Cowboys moving forward. And as you said, this line is 7.5 everywhere. We're getting like plus 4.5 in the first half. So it's not that we love the Eels, but it's just we play numbers, not teams, and that is good value.
Yeah, it's just a value play pretty much. Like we kind of said that this line should be closer to 5.5 or 6. And you just kind of have the perfect storm where you do tend to get a bit of value. You've got the Eels that got absolutely butt-fucked last week. And everyone saw that and just kind of all of your average punters have given up on the Eels. And everyone saw, you know, primetime Thursday night, the Cowboys absolutely dismantle Manly. So like we've said numerous times throughout the season, no team is as bad as their worst performance, which the fucking Eels did have last week. And arguably the Cows had one of their best performances last week. Then next up, we got the Sharks minus 5.5 points hosting the Tigers. 39.5 the total. Didn't want to do too much with this one, but we do have rain forecast and we do have two very good defensive sides and a Tigers team that likes to slow it down and likes to take the two. We're going to take under 6.5 tries. It's $1.95 on UBet. That's a great bet, I think. Tigers have been taking the two all year. They haven't scored over 20 points. They've scored over 20 points 3 times this whole year. We're into fucking round, 14 now. And the Sharks, you know, with that aging forecast, I know everyone saw them, you know, dismantle the Knights. But like we saw last week, you know, they're not as good. They're not, going to put in 48 points every fucking week. So we like the under in that one.
And you've got Dugan was ruled out with yet another injury. You've got Valentine Holmes, who may or may not back up as well. They're attacking weapons who might not or will not play any part.
Very true. And then getting on to, I think we've got, this is the late Sunday game. We've got Storm minus 7.5 against the Broncos. 39.5 the total. We're going to stay away from this one for now just because there is just way too much uncertainty with a bunch of players in Origin. So we're going to hold off onto the sidelines here because we probably are leaning Storm, but there's more downside in taking Storm because they have more players playing Origin. And then the Monday game, actually. We've got the Doggies plus 6 hosting the Dragons. 39.5 the total. And this is kind of a similar one for me anyway. Like, I would lean Dragons. It's kind of the perfect spot for them. Off the bye after getting absolutely pumped by the Panthers the week before by 26 points. So it's a perfect spot for the Dragons. But the issue is, I don't want to take the Dragons with all their Origin players. So I'm going to wait and see if they get through there unscathed and then probably look to play the Dragons at some sort of line under 6.
Yeah, we're betting against teams with a lot of players playing tomorrow night because all these lines basically assuming that all these guys will play. If they don't, we can only get better odds. If we go and bet on the Melbourne Storm or we bet it on the Dragons right now, you know, knowing our luck, half the time with player injuries, fucking get 3 injuries tomorrow night. So there's no point betting on a team like the Dragons tonight. You might as well wait, see that all the key players get through, and that line won't change anyway. And then you can grab it. So that will be the go. So we did give out 10 odd. You've probably got the exact number in front of you. Best bet around 14, which we think are very worthwhile playing right now. Again, we're going to literally post a summary of them straight away in the Tripod app. That's where you find all of our plays as well as Origin. And tomorrow we're going to do another post with all the best promos, like first try score, man of the match. And we'll give some tips on that as well for people that are asking for those. But yeah, I do think one last thought on the game tomorrow. Queensland, with the disruptions that they've had, they've got excuses. If they lose this game, New South Wales had a stronger team and no disruptions in camp, and no one's going to be, you know, crucifying Queensland if they lose. But if New South Wales lose, what do you do? You picked 11 on debut, so do you change again? Do you pick different combinations? Do you trust the guys that couldn't win as favourites? That's pressure on New South Wales. That is added pressure. Everyone's motivated, but fuck, they wouldn't want to lose tomorrow. Whether they do or not, we hope as Queenslanders that they do lose, but we only need to be close with all those bets that we took. So, yeah, cannot wait for the game. We'll be posting more content tomorrow. I'll let you sign off.
Yeah, you're right. And it has like a galvanizing effect sometimes losing a few key dudes. They say, you know, we have to fucking put in here. And, you know, for New South Wales, they could come in a little bit lax. I know, you know, it's State of Origin game one. It's probably going to be max motivation. But, you know, it can only be, you know, less motivation for them seeing all these Queenslanders dropping like flies and thinking to themselves, fuck, this is going to be a walk in the park tomorrow night. So let's just only hope that happens. Up Queensland, it's very rare that we actually have bets on our own teams, the Broncos and the Maroons, but hopefully we'll get up tomorrow night. $100 in bonus bets to give away for Origin tomorrow. So, yeah, make sure you download the app. And, yeah, obviously the bets will be in the app within 5 or 10 minutes. I'll do them straight after the pod. So we'll see you Sunday night at... So actually, yeah, well, I guess we can do Sunday night even though there's a Monday game. 6 p.m. for a recap of the last 7 games of the round, I guess. Go the Maroons!
Go the Maroons!